Mike Bettison, Director of New Media at American Public Media. Question one.
My personal media is very unintegrated at the moment. I have rabbit ears on my television. The only media that is integrated is my audio listening, my podcasting, streaming, and computer website. I still get a printed newspaper, and I still like a printed newspaper. And so I guess I'm sort of on the lower middle tier of full integration at this point. With my basement remodel, I do plan on running Ethernet to my television.
Jody Evans, Director of Programming, Vermont Public Radio. Question two.
I think, I don't know if it's a concern, but it's more of a challenge between when we look at the website and all the things that we want to do on it, and we talk to our journalists, our news reporters, you know, they have editorial standards, and they're extremely worried that with our need to populate the website and get things going, that it's going to hurt our image as being a journalistic organization. So I think that that's going to be a constant discussion that's going on, and how do we bridge the gap between the two and do it so everybody's feeling like we're still adhering to our editorial and our programming guidelines.
Daniel Ash, VP for Strategic Communication, Chicago Public Radio. Question two.
My major concern is segmentation. Most media creators, content creators, create for one specific slice of the audience, either young or old, black or white, Latino, etc. And they super serve one slice. What's important to me is a media that transcends segmentation, media that brings people together, that brings people of sort of different backgrounds, different ideas together, and media that sparks a conversation.